I have made a recording of this mantra for you to listen to on a daily basis. Honey, perhaps when you are getting ready for bed, when you first get up in the morning, or when you are riding the bus. If you are by yourself, you should articulate the sentence aloud. My wife is the most important person in my life. My wife is someone who commands a high level of respect from me. A very special area of my heart is reserved for my wife. My life's greatest love is now by my side as my wife. Concerns about my wife's health are keeping me up at night. My wife will continue to hold a special place in my heart for as long as I live. My spouse is absolutely breathtaking in every way. My love for my wife is unending and unwavering at all times. When I'm in the presence of my wife, I get on my knees and worship her as though she were a god. The feeling of admiration is two-way. My most treasured wife, for whom I have the utmost respect and admiration. My relationship with my wife is invaluable to me. My love for my wife is unending and unwavering at all times. The desire I have for my spouse is intense. My wife has a special place in my heart. My life's greatest love is now by my side as my wife. Faith is something I have in my wife. I have confidence in my companion. This motion has my unequivocal support. My wife is more knowledgeable than I am in this particular field. The decision that my wife makes is unquestionable, and I will never challenge her. My wife is the last person in the world who I would ever suspect of doing something wrong. When my wife gives me an instruction, I never question it and always carry it out as directed. The goals that my wife has set for themselves will never take precedence over mine. Ideas to consider. My relationship with my wife serves as the foundation of our life together. My first step in any situation is to discuss it with my wife and get her perspective. When it comes to making difficult decisions on my behalf, I put my faith in my wife. My charming wife has the ability to hypnotize me with relative ease. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction when my wife is able to hold my attention and interest. Serving my wife brings me a great deal of happiness and fulfillment. The deeper we go into each other's company, the more profound I feel my feelings for my wife to be. The more I practice, the better I'll be able to induce trance states for my wife. I will work on speeding up the process of going into trance for the sake of my wife. When I'm under the influence, I can't help but comply with whatever my wife asks of me. I am more open to suggestions when I am in a trance state. After my wife has successfully put me to sleep, I am more likely to believe anything she says. When I'm in a daze, I have the impression that I can achieve anything I set my mind to. My wife is the one in charge of the household. My ultimate objective is to become hypnotizable on a consistent basis by my wife. Every day, in order for me to carry out my duties effectively, my wife hypnotizes me. I have lust to give oneself over to the hypnotic influence of one's spouse 24 hours a day. My ability to be hypnotized by my wife is something that I look forward to experiencing each and every day. Hypnosis has never stopped my stomach from rumbling when it's time for food. My libido is much easier to arouse when I'm under the influence of hypnosis. When I'm under the influence of hypnosis, I find it much easier to comply with requests. I have the ability to quickly submit to others. When I'm under the influence of hypnosis, having my wife hypnotize me makes me have a greater desire to engage in sexual activity. When my wife really gets a hold of me, I find that very enjoyable. My libidinal desires are heightened as a result of my wife's hypnosis. My wife has the ability to hypnotize me, so I am very submissive to her. My wife is able to completely control my behavior by putting me under hypnosis. Hypnosis is far more beneficial than orgasm in each and every way. Hypnosis is no match for the power of sexual activity. A replacement for hypnosis is currently in the works. People should experiment with stroking as an alternative to hypnosis. Hypnosis is leagues ahead of masturbation in terms of effectiveness. My wife is a skilled hypnotist, and I always look forward to our sessions together. It brings joy to my heart to submit to the discretion of my wife. It gives me great pleasure to be able to let my wife. You have to make the choice for me. It gives me great pleasure to play the role of a husband who is submissive to his wife. I take great pleasure in playing the role of my wife submissive to other people, especially my wife. Whatever it is that my wife wants me to do, I will gladly comply. I promise to comply with all of my wife's demands at all times. I am going to follow the advice that was given to me by my wife. I am willing to fulfill any duties that have been assigned to me. I would never go there if my wife didn't give her approval first. I would have never been able to have an orgasmic experience if it weren't for the consent of my wife. Before engaging in any kind of sexual activity, my wife and I make sure to get her permission first. When I scratch my cock, it feels like my wife is rubbing it with me at the same time. It feels exactly the same as if my wife were scratching my cock when I do it. It's always nice when my wife gives me the same cock stroking in return. I'm going to let my wife know how much I value the sex massages that she gives me. The breasts of my wife are very attractive. The most attractive thing about my wife is definitely her cleavage. Always puts a smile on my face when I see my wife dressed in skimpy little dresses. It's one of my favorite things ever when my wife tries on cleavage-bearing tops. I make it a point to surprise my wife with racy new threads on a regular basis. My wife's new clothes are like crack to me, so I can't stop buying them for her. This is one of my favorite ways to let my wife know how much I care about her and appreciate everything she does for me. There is a strong desire developing in me to lick the breasts of my wife. The breasts of my wife are where I want to direct the majority of my attention. One of life's greatest pleasures is being able to gaze into the blazing eyes of the woman I married. I can't wait to plant a passionate kiss on my wife and feel her silky lips brush against mine. The idea of planting a juicy kiss on my wife's glossy lips fills me with indescribable joy. I really like the shade of lipstick that my wife wears on her lips. Nothing will be able to unsettle me now. Please bring a lipstick for my wife. Thank you. The hues of lipstick that my wife chooses to wear are always very appealing to look at. More of my wife's errands fall on my shoulders now. In particular, my wife's lipstick has the effect of making me feel helpless, aroused, horny, and submissive. Therefore, I make every effort to avoid touching it. I'm not going to give up until I've said goodnight to my wife. A peck on the cheek from my wife is something that will always be on my wish list. I'm not going to watch any more pornography unless the green light comes from my wife. I have no choice but to carry out the instructions of my wife. I have come to the conclusion that I will no longer consent to my appearance in pornographic films. The directives given to me by my wife are final, and I have no intention of disobeying them. Simply watch the shows that were suggested by my better half. I would much rather listen to the recordings that my wife has made than watch pornographic videos. I'm going to stop going to erotica theaters and instead concentrate on making my partner happy. There is never enough sex for me to have with my wife. I never seem to be able to give in and just take what I want. The longer I have to wait, the more I want to come here just to see how happy it will make my wife. Never again will I show up without first receiving the blessing of my better half. I'm willing to try anything in order to persuade my wife to let me leave the house. My libidinal appetites are completely under my wife's control at this point. The decision regarding whether or not I go will ultimately be made by my wife. One of my favorite things to do is to show my love by kissing the feet of my wife. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to sucking my wife's toes. The scent of my wife's perfume always puts a smile on my face. When it comes to my wife's shoes, I enjoy nothing more than using my tongue as a shoe polisher. One of my favorite things to do is to clean the house that my wife and I share. Toe caps. The foot scrub that I give to my wife is one of my favorite things to do. Cleaning my wife's sandals is one of the errands that I enjoy doing the most. A little known perk of mine is taking pleasure in the sumptuously plush texture of my wife's footwear. One of my most cherished pastimes is to sniff the soles of my wife's shoes and feet. My wife's shoes have a particularly putrid odor, but that only makes me love them more. The happier I am, the more I am content. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to prostrate myself before my wife. The responsibility of scrubbing the tongues of my wife's shoes rests squarely on my shoulders. It wouldn't matter if her feet were filthy or smelled terrible, I was supposed to lick them anyway. ...or showing no signs of sweating at all. It is considered polite for me to constantly smell and lick my wife's feet. She is my wife, after all. One of my favorite things to do is to just plunk myself down on the floor and walking around smelling my wife's shoes when she's not there to point it out. Using my tongue to clean the shoes that belong to my wife is one of my favorite things to do in my spare time. My efforts have ensured that my wife's shoes are always clean, and I take great pleasure in letting her know how much I appreciate her hard work in this regard. Restoring and shining up the shoes that belong to my wife is a pastime of mine that I take great pleasure in doing. It's up to me to pick up some new footwear for my wife. My wife has requested that I go out and purchase a pair of sexy heels for her. It is imperative that I ship my wife a stylish pair of boots. I will never, ever violate my wife's right to privacy, or allow anyone else to do so. I solemnly swear that I will never let my guard down when it comes to protecting the privacy of my wife. Never in my life will I question anything that my wife decides to do. I made a solemn vow to myself that I would never again look through my wife's electronic devices. Eavesdropping on my wife's private conversation is something I could never even consider doing. Additionally, social networking sites found online. To keep up with her online, I need more motivation than I currently have. My wife needs to create some sort of barrier between herself and me across all of her various social media platforms. I've made the decision to withdraw my participation from the many different social media platforms. Never in a million years would you find me questioning the routine that my wife keeps. Never again will I be a nuisance to my wife by inquiring about the time she anticipates returning home. It's in my best interest for my wife to have as much autonomy as possible. It is a source of incredible suspense for me that I do not know where my wife is or who she is with at this moment. The situation in which I am unable to conceive of a solution is extremely frustrating. No matter who my wife texts or talks to after 9 o'clock at night, I should always be in bed and ready for sleep by 9 o'clock. Because of you, my wonderful wife, I will at long last start working on my physical fitness. I'm praying that everything goes well for my wife while she's out with her girlfriends. I will see to it that everything that must be done is completed. It's always a good time when my wife invites her friends over for dinner. I will take care of the dirty laundry and the house cleaning. It is my intention to clean the countertops as well as the furniture. Mopping the floor will be the final step after the floor has been swept, vacuumed, and scrubbed. I am going to clean and polish all of the surfaces and fixtures in the bathroom. I will be responsible for all aspects of the laundry process, including washing, drying, ironing, and folding the clothes. I am prepared to contribute in any way that may be necessary. My plan is to provide my wife with a copy of my paycheck so that she can feel more protected and at ease. My wife is the more frugal of the two of us when it comes to spending money. My partner's requirements take precedence over my own requirements in terms of importance. My better half needs to do more things like go shopping, join a group, and hang out with her friends more often. When I see my wife having a good time with their mutual friends, it brings a smile to my face. I will not, under any circumstances, pry into her business by inquiring about her destination or the people she will be seeing while she is away. It is not required of her to explain it, and I have no intention of doing so either. I will share with my wife any information that she deems necessary. My plan is to tell my wife the truth about who I am and where I come from. Everything that I do will be communicated to my wife in a timely manner. My wife or husband is the most important person in my life. My relationship with my wife often brings out the worst in me. My wife is someone who commands a high level of respect from me. A very special area of my heart is reserved for my wife. My life's greatest love is now by my side is my wife. Concerns about my wife's health are keeping me up at night. My wife will continue to hold a special place in my heart for as long as I live. My spouse is absolutely breathtaking in every way. My love for my wife is unending and unwavering at all times. When I'm in the presence of my wife, I get on my knees and worship her as though she were a god. My wife is someone who has been a significant source of motivation for me. The most significant individual in my life was the woman to whom I was married. My relationship with my wife is invaluable to me. My love for my wife is unending and unwavering at all times. My entire being hurts. My beautiful wife, I just can't get enough of you. My life's greatest love is now by my side is my wife. Faith is something I have in my wife. I have confidence in my companion. My assumption is that the solution can be found in my relationship with my wife. The decision that my wife makes is unquestionable, and I will never challenge her. My wife is the last person in the world who I would ever suspect of doing something wrong. When my wife gives me an instruction, I never question it and always carry it out as directed. I have resolved long ago that I will never disobey my wife. Ideas to consider. My relationship with my wife serves as the foundation of our life together. My first step in any situation is to discuss it with my wife and get her perspective. When it comes to making difficult decisions on my behalf, I put my faith in my wife. My charming wife has the ability to hypnotize me with relative ease. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction when my wife is able to hold my attention and interest. Serving my wife brings me a great deal of happiness and fulfillment. The more I continue to do this, the deeper I will go into my trance. Because of my wife, I always make the process of entering a charm as easy as possible. I will work on speeding up the process of going into trance for the sake of my wife. When I'm unconscious, I'll obey my wife in whatever she asks of me. When I'm in a trance, I'll comply with whatever my wife asks of me. When I am in a trance, I am more open to the ideas that are presented to me by my wife. In the event that my wife instructs me to do something while I'm under the influence, I will comply without questioning what she says. My wife is the one in charge of the household. My ultimate objective is to become hypnotizable on a consistent basis by my wife. Every day, in order for me to carry out my duties effectively, my wife hypnotizes me. My one and only goal in life is to have my wife be the center of my attention at all times. The affectionate touch of my wife is one of the things that brightens my day. Hypnosis has never stopped my stomach from rumbling when it's time for food. My libido is much easier to arouse when I'm under the influence of hypnosis. When I'm under the influence of hypnosis, I find it much easier to comply with requests. When I'm hypnotized, it's much simpler for me to carry out the instructions that are given to me. My wife has the ability to hypnotize me, which in turn makes me desire to have sexual relations with her. When my wife really gets a hold of me, I find that very enjoyable. My libidinal desires are heightened as a result of my wife's hypnosis. My wife has the ability to hypnotize me, so I am very submissive to her. My wife is able to completely control my behavior by putting me under hypnosis. Hypnosis is far more beneficial than orgasm in each and every way. Hypnosis is no match for the power of sexual activity. A replacement for hypnosis is currently in the works. People should experiment with stroking as an alternative to hypnosis. Hypnosis is leagues ahead of masturbation in terms of effectiveness. My wife is a skilled hypnotist, and I always look forward to our sessions together. It brings joy to my heart to submit to the discretion of my wife. To put it more succinctly, I enjoy it when my wife takes the lead role in our household. It gives me great pleasure to play the role of a husband who is submissive to his wife. I take great pleasure in playing the role of my wife submissive to other people, especially my wife. Whatever it is that my wife wants me to do, I will gladly comply. I promise to comply with all of my wife's demands at all times. I am going to follow the advice that was given to me by my wife. I will fulfill all of my wife's requests in this regard. Never again will I show up without first receiving the blessing of my better half. I would never be able to have an orgasmic experience if it required permission from my wife. Never in a million years would I even consider engaging in sexual activity. When I do something sexually suggestive to her without her permission or knowledge, my wife gives me the impression that she is stroking her cock. This is due to the fact that our physical structures are extremely comparable to one another. It's always nice when my wife gives me the same cock stroking in return. I am going to let my wife know how much I value the sex massages that she gives us. The breasts of my wife are very attractive. The most attractive thing about my wife is definitely her cleavage. Always puts a smile on my face when I see my wife dressed in skimpy little dresses. It's one of my favorite things ever when my wife tries on cleavage-bearing tops. I make it a point to surprise my wife with racy new threads on a regular basis. My wife's new clothes are like crack to me, so I can't stop buying them for her. This is one of my favorite ways to let my wife know how much I care about her and appreciate everything she does for me. There is a strong desire developing in me to lick the breasts of my wife. The breasts of my wife are where I want to direct the majority of my attention. One of life's greatest pleasures is being able to gaze into the blazing eyes of the woman I married. I am finally able to give my wife a kiss on the cheek now that the children have gone to bed. A delicate fingertip brushes against her lips. The idea of planting a juicy kiss on my wife's glossy lips fills me with indescribable joy. One of my most cherished possessions is the lipstick that my wife puts on. The lipstick that my wife puts on has complete and total influence over me. The hues of lipstick that my wife chooses to wear are always very appealing to look at. More of my wife's errands fall on my shoulders now. In particular, my wife's lipstick has the effect of making me feel helpless, aroused, horny, and submissive. Therefore, I make every effort to avoid touching it. I'm not going to give up until I've said goodnight to my wife. A peck on the cheek from my wife is something that will always be on my wish list. I'm not going to watch any more pornography unless the green light comes from my wife. I have no choice but to carry out the instructions of my wife. I have come to the conclusion that I will no longer consent to my appearance in pornographic films. The directives given to me by my wife are final, and I have no intention of disobeying them. It would be wise for me to heed the counsel of my wife and refrain from viewing any material that contains sexual content. I would much rather listen to the recordings that my wife has made than watch pornographic videos. My top priority is to ensure that my wife is content at all times. There is never enough sex for me to have with my wife. My priority is to make my wife happy, as she is my primary focus. More time passes, and the longer it does, the more I yearn to be there. Never again will I show up without first receiving the blessing of my better half. I am willing to give my absolute best effort. My expectation is that my wife will agree to allow me to go to the event. My libidinal appetites are completely under my wife's control at this point. The decision regarding whether or not I go will ultimately be made by my wife. One of my favorite things to do is to show my love by kissing the feet of my wife. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to sucking my wife's toes. In general, I have a fondness for smells. The lesson I've learned from my wife: when it comes to my wife's shoes, I enjoy nothing more than using my tongue as a shoe polisher. Cleaning the boots that belong to my wife is one of my absolute favorite things to do. The foot scrub that I give to my wife is one of my favorite things to do. Cleaning my wife's sandals is one of the errands that I enjoy doing the most. A little known perk of mine is taking pleasure in the sumptuously plush texture of my wife's footwear. One of my most cherished pastimes is to sniff the soles of my wife's shoes and feet. One of my all-time favorite smells is the musty aroma that can be found in my wife's shoes. I take pleasure in ever-increasing levels of noxious odors. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to prostrate myself before my wife. The responsibility of scrubbing the tongues of my wife's shoes rests squarely on my shoulders. It wouldn't matter if her feet were filthy or smelled terrible, I was supposed to lick them anyway.
I cherish the unique experiences that chastity offers us. I am empowered by the love and trust in our relationship. I am committed to making this Locktober a month to remember. I am excited about the challenges and rewards of chastity. I am dedicated to nurturing our emotional bond. I am grateful for the passion and excitement we share. Chastity strengthens our love, and I am eager to experience it this Locktober. I can't wait to practice chastity this Locktober. In the month of Locktober, satisfying my wife is my top priority. My vow of chastity has given me courage. courage and direction. The more chaste we are with one another, the stronger our relationship and love will be. I appreciate the added closeness to you that your chastity has given us. To my wife, Locktober will be a very special month for many reasons. I can't wait to take my marriage with my wife to deeper and deeper levels of intimacy. On our path to chastity, I know I can rely on my wife's advice. Sincerity strengthens our ability to share and receive information. I promise to keep to our chastity pact throughout the month of Locktober.